Queen Elizabeth II has been advised by her doctors to rest for the next 2 weeks. Next year marks 70 years on the throne for the Queen. At 95 years old, she is Britain's longest living and longest reigning monarch. And next year marks 70 years on the throne. And despite the age, the Queen still keeps a very busy schedule. Recently underwent some medical tests, though, and spent a night in the hospital before being told to rest. Hillary Fordwich is a British royal family commentator, and she is joining us live tonight. Hillary, good to see you. What details can you provide about the Queen's health right now and how she's doing?
Thank you, Marnie. Pleasure to be here with you. Well, they have released that this was supposed to be a light cold. However, she went through, as you mentioned, a number of tests on October 20th, did spend the night in hospital. What we do know is that she was advised, actually before even that hospitalization, to cease and desist the du bonnet she's enjoyed for over half a century in the evening, every evening. And she's also curtailed her walks, and her great love of life actually was horse riding. And she's actually purported not to be riding any more horses until the spring because she was experiencing some discomfort. Now, Her Majesty does not like a lot of fuss being made over her. She prefers to focus on others. So this has been a very difficult time for her, very difficult for her not to be out amongst her people. She wants to get back at it. And courtiers have said that their greatest challenge at the moment is having her rest. She's still at her desk opening her red boxes, as they're called, the papers of state. And she's still actually, it was just reported, and actually Neil Shorn reported this, that she is still making very quiet, unpublicized calls to so many elderly people that are lonely and still being at home during the entire COVID period. People her age, people the younger than her. She does this very quietly. And this is one of the things she does brilliantly. She really doesn't stop. She was up at Balmoral for the summer. And when she came back, she opened the Welsh Parliament, the Scottish Parliament, and undertook well over a dozen formal engagements, including a night at Windsor Castle with Bill Gates and many other global leaders, including John Kerry, for an investment conference. And it was right after that she went in. So Marnie, it's purported that this is really just more than anything exhaustion.
Right.
What she emotionally wanted to do, and the reason she was doing all this and going at such a pace, was after the loss of her beloved husband, Prince Philip, back in April, her way of dealing with things is chin up and carry on. And that's what she's been doing.
Yeah, rest is not something that she does well. And yeah, Philip passed away in April. No. And even if you're the Queen, it is difficult when you lose a spouse on your mental health and your physical health. Hillary, next year marks 70 years, as we said, on the throne for the Queen, celebrating that platinum jubilee. What is Buckingham Palace saying about those plans next year and preparations?
Well, there really isn't a thought that she shan't attend those. She will now be resting until November 14th. That's the day of the remembrance services, which are really special to her heart because she was obviously in the Second World War. Many people know that she can fix a truck, a lorry. She was in the WAFs, and she will be missing the festival on November 13th, but definitely back November 14th for those remembrance services. So to answer your question directly now, there is no discussion whatsoever that she shan't attend any of those Jubilee celebrations next year. Now, of course, by that juncture, you know, she'll be 96 years old. It's thought that, and exactly the words are, and that she will curtail her pace. Those are the words coming out of Buckingham Palace and courtiers at the moment. In curtailing her pace, she'll manage her energy and her health well.
Well, we like to see the Queen out and about and doing well, and we wish her well in her 2 weeks of rest. We'll see how long that lasts. Hillary Fordwich, as always, good to see you. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Mom.